Welcome back to Radio Entrepreneurs. We are in the weeds again with Walter Sullivan. Our next guest, Bill Tobin, principal at WT Clean Energy Advisors. Welcome.
Hi, how are you? Thanks for having me.
Bill, this is Walter. This is a big area in cannabis because of the issue of contained within the statute is the issue of cultivators and manufacturers really looking at energy efficiency. Also, the cost of energy in New England is very high. So what do you do to reduce those costs? Bill, why don't you explain, besides being a teacher back in the 70s, which might have brought you into cannabis, why don't you explain what your background is as to how you got into this besides a teacher in Cambridge in the 70s?
Yeah, growing up in Cambridge in the 70s and 60s was interesting, and teaching there for 35 years was cool. When I graduated, I determined, because I had been in the Persian Gulf War, that I would go into energy. I didn't want to see my grandchildren, who weren't even born yet, go into energy, fight for oil, So I said, I have to reduce energy. We have to reduce this fossil fuel stuff. So I got involved in working with a company that was hot into combined heat and power. And I thought, using fuel twice to make electricity and also to make heat, much like your automobiles do, was a fantastic idea to conserve the little stuff we have. Mm-hmm. And that led me into lobbying for the Green Communities Act. So I knew nothing about lobbying, but I thought, hey, if I can teach 20 teenagers in a classroom, I can teach 7 adults in a room. So that's what happened. Yeah, that's what happened. So that's, and it grew from there. It grew into an advising role. It grew into being hooked up with some really responsible companies in the world that want to make energy better. And so what we've done, we've tried to, like in this recent cannabis legislation, we've tried to say, hey, this is a great opportunity to legislate a whole industry to be energy efficient. Mm-hmm. And that's what we did. Yeah. And that's the results of this new law.
I find as people are doing this business, they're developing cultivation facilities and so forth. And this even relates to the ones that are already up and running because they're required to be in compliance with this law. I forgot the amount of time they have to be in compliance. But they don't necessarily focus on the energy issues the way they should. How would you advise someone looking to open up a cultivation and manufacturing business? What should they be looking for?
Well, there is guidance from, the Mass Cannabis Control Commission. And basically, they divide it into two parts, establishments, and you're talking about cultivators. And cultivators, basically, they've got to start from the envelope of the building itself on out. So for instance, the cultivator guidance clearly states the building envelope is most important. Then we go to the horticultural lighting power density, and then HVAC and dehumidification issues, and of course, safety protocols with all this. Many of the cultivators are in this area, we're finding out they're indoors. And that's a wonderful thing, because they can do it all year round, so they can get several crops, perhaps. However, with the advent of all these new regulations, they need to contact an energy expert in this area, especially someone who knows the law. So that's where lawyers like you come in. But guys like
we always need lawyers, Bill.
Always will, no matter what. Death and taxes, that's what
and lawyers.
For. That's what they're for. So the point is, you need to really have worked with this. Now, what's interesting about this state, in the Green Communities Act in 2008, every single community in Massachusetts that becomes a green community must first agree to all the new energy codes that all these, the building envelope, have put out. So instead of a 2x4 wall, it's a 2x6 wall. You know, it sounds simple, but boy, if you miss that, you're not going to comply.
Yeah,
you're just not. And, of course, LEDs, we all know they're a great bang for the buck. But recently, because of Colorado leading the way, the LED manufacturers have followed, and we have all kinds of new amazing LEDs that can make these plants sing because they can go in any color, whatever color that particular strand of cannabis would like, it'll do that. So there's no more hot purple lights under it. Right. That reduces the HVAC air conditioning requirement because you don't have to dissipate the heat. It also reduces the dehumidification too.
No, and these lights, so, I mean, the interesting thing about the lights today is that they produce the energy that the plants need to grow, but don't produce the heat that hurts the plants and also leads to increased energy costs.
Correct. They know now, and then there's a few studies out about Colorado, and you know, Denver has done stuff and so forth, to indicate that the lights are actually better. Less heat is actually better for some of these plants, depending on the strain and
it reduces
the THP value and all that of the plant itself.
You find when you go into some of these places that they'll have the lights, but then they have to run a fan to get the heat out of there, which increases your cost.
Well, for instance, a tier one, they want 36 watts per foot of the canopy.
Wow.
You cannot achieve that unless you have LEDs. It's impossible.
Correct.
But tier two, they want 50 watts. But now tier two, we're talking 5,000 square feet, not 1,000. Mm-hmm. All the way up to like tier 13, which is like 100,000.
It sounds like an increase, but when you actually add it all up, it actually still is less energy needed.
Oh, I mean, anyone who's ever used LEDs in their homes, and now that's everybody. For instance, there is a requirement of that they have to contact MassSave, these cultivators, and especially the establishments that are selling it. Because in MassSave, they have these free energy audits. Not entirely free. They take money out of all our electric bills first, folks. So remember that. It's really your money they're taking.
There's no such thing as a free lunch.
There's no such thing. And they'll say, oh, home energy audit's free. Don't believe it. And if you're going to do it, make sure you get a blower door test from a certified person that MassSave has vetted. And there's not many of them. So you've got to really be careful about that. You just can't get some guys going to come in and you know, there's plenty of those kind of people. But you really want to certify it. And especially if you're going after this business, this whole new industry, you're smart to spend upfront money and put it on the borrowing cost first. It's a lot less expensive to put it on your borrowing cost than going retrofitting.
Right,
retrofitting is a killer. An afterthought, you already have your canopy growing. It's crazy.
Yeah, you're
don't
shutting
do it,
down
folks.
Operations to change.
Don't
yeah.
do it. Don't do it.
Now, on the AC side, the LED lights have reduced that cost because you're not producing the heat and creating the energy. But what else do you advise clients as they're looking at AC costs because they have a humidity issue? And
well, that's all electrical. All right, so I would highly recommend any place that does this put solar. If they can put that solar on the roof, do it. Because the solar is the best bang for the buck now, and we still have incentives. Now, for instance, if you are in a brownfield situation, folks, you will still maintain your net metering. If you're in an agricultural situation, an old agricultural building, you will still maintain your net metering. Anywhere else, net metering is phasing out. So be very careful where you site these places.
Oh,
it's
good
extremely
point.
Important. Extremely important. You know, because the new laws, because the utilities are very nervous about putting too much solar into the thing, because solar, and let's face it, folks, solar is intermittent energy. You might like it, and it can be distributed, but it's still intermittent as wind is.
And I advise clients to go out to Holyoke because they have a hydro plant. Energy costs are less, but
absolutely,
you raise a good point about it's more than that.
Combined heat and power backup for solar is a win-win. It might cost a lot more going in, but again, when you put that over 30-year notes, 20-year notes, it's nothing compared to a retrofit.
Plus, I'm sure retrofitting, as solar tech improves, retrofitting or changing out the panels on your roof is, pennies in terms of compared to what you're saying.
Yeah, it's really what's great about solar now. It actually matches exactly wow. amount of money, the exact amount of money per kilowatt that the utility gives us.
Yeah.
All right. So it's really free. It's basically pretty cool. I mean, we have the highest, other than Hawaii, mm-hmm. we have the highest electrical cost in the country at 18 cents a kilowatt.
Wow.
Most of it's transmission. All right. But that has to be done. You have to get it someplace.
Yeah.
However, I will urge people, if they have a big canopy, mm-hmm. to get into a microgrid situation. Make your own electricity for 3 to 4 cents.
Hmm.
And transmit it free right at your location.
Yeah.
That's the win.
Interesting. Wow. Thank you, Bill. This has been eye-opening. Both I feel like, for cannabis companies and even a little bit of consumer advice in there, I think.
Okay.
We've been speaking with Bill Tobin, WT Clean Energy Advisors. Bill, if somebody wanted to contact you and bring on your services, how could they go about that?
Well, it's WTCleanEnergyAdvisors.net. That's my website. Go on there and see what I'm about. Also, you can call me at 617-548-1186. And I have a connection to that number on there. You can pump it in and, mm-hmm. you know, you'll get me. No problem at all.
Great.
Okay?
Thanks for being on the show, Bill.
Thank you.
Thanks. This has been Radio Entrepreneurs. We'll be back after these messages.